Like the rest of America, Wrangell resident Sylvia Garrity is struggling with the price of energy these days.
It was costing me over $1,000 a month to heat my house in the winter last winter. It's going to be more this winter, and my income has not gone up at all.
She'd like to join the wave of Wrangell residents converting to electric heat, but she can't afford the initial conversion.
I don't have the money to do that up front. So if I could get a real low-interest long-term loan to do that, to make that conversion, it would pay for itself over the time of the loan. But, you know, there's no money available for people like me.
Garrity attended the recent town hall meeting in Wrangell, put on by the Alaska Energy Authority. Wrangell was stop number 20 in AEA's 25-town tour, hosted by Alaska's new energy coordinator, Steve Hagenson. Hagenson, also the executive director for AEA, was formerly the chief executive of Fairbanks Golden Valley Electric Association.
We're kind of on a mission to ask all the people in Alaska what they know of resources that are available in their area. And then we're also going to ask them what they don't want to see us use and then why. And that's really what these meetings are about, to get public input so they can be involved in the solution for energy and how to reduce the cost.
With the public input, Hagenson and his team of 14 plan on developing a recommended renewable energy plan for each community by the end of December. He says the solutions may end up being regional, but it's important to start at the local level to allow each community to become self-reliant. He says AEA plans on returning to Wrangell to propose the recommendations.
What we're going to bring to the table is how you look at the whole energy picture of space heating, transportation, and electricity use, and how can you can fuel switch to reduce your cost.
Some Alaskan towns are already off to a good start in developing a renewable energy plan. He says Wrangell and elsewhere in Southeast have tapped into the most apparent source of energy, but more could be out there.
I think hydro is obvious in Southeast Alaska because you have a lot of rain, and I think wind and hydro both can fit hand in glove as a solution.
Besides facilitating discussion, Hagenson did lay out some parameters. He would like each community to come up with a low-profit business model for developing renewable energy. He advised against overbuilding and overdeveloping. He recommended first develop the energy that's needed, then expand. The eventual goal is to come up with a long-term plan for the entire state, a plan that's developed in the next 10 to 20 years that will last for the next 1,000. Project manager for AEA, James Strandberg, was traveling with Hagenson. He believes the key to Wrangell and Petersburg coming up with a plan that may serve both communities is dialogue.
I believe there could be fruitful joint discussions between the two communities so that people understand the projects that are on the table and the implications of them. The only barriers I can see is people need to travel and to get together and sit down face to face.
Petersburg resident Don Koenigs is a member of the Thomas Bay Power Commission. He promotes cooperation within the region.
I really think it's important that the communities not individually solve their problems, but collectively. Even if there's a difference in Ketchikan with Juneau and Sitka and Petersburg and Wrangell, those are big communities. We need to address issues that are going to affect Metlakatla, Myers, Chuck, and all. We're all in this region together, and we have an opportunity to create some economic development here.
Koenigs wants a series of roundtable discussions with voices from all over Southeast. Through this, he says, a regional energy plan can be developed and brought to the legislature. He says this is a viable way to get to a solution, as opposed to another plan that's been mentioned.
I have issues with the program of simply giving money to people to offset. That's kind of a welfare-type approach. I don't see that as a long-term solution, even a short-term solution.
As Garrity was leaving Wrangell City Hall, she said the AEA meeting was a good first step.
But it doesn't address the immediate problems, and it doesn't help the people that are really having a bad time now, who can't afford all the increases.
While Garrity doesn't believe a solution for the here and now exists, she's optimistic for the future. She says meetings like this will further Wrangell's chance of securing long-term renewable energy. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.